This is Triple R Midday News, and I'm Thomas Carr.
And I'm Sally Scott.
India, the world's third largest emitter of greenhouse gases, has formally signed the Paris Agreement on tackling climate change. India is the 62nd country to formally sign on to the international deal, agreed to by nearly 200 countries in Paris last December. With a population of 1.3 billion, India accounts for almost 5% of global emissions. The deal is being seen as a big step forward in addressing the planet's rising temperatures.
Days after a ferocious storm hit South Australia, resulting in a statewide blackout, the same weather system has moved into Victoria. The State Emergency Service has been knocking on doors overnight in central Victoria, warning residents of the threat of flash flooding. The wild weather has brought down trees and power lines and ripped roofs from buildings. Flood warnings remain in some regions, including Carisbrook, near Maryborough. The Bureau of Meteorology's James Taylor says although the extent to which the storms hit South Australia will not be felt in Victoria this week, we could experience similar events in the future.
Certainly not out of the question that a low-pressure system like that could impact other parts of the southern part of the continent, particularly basically anywhere from southwestern Western Australia to Tasmania.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has apologised to the Jewish community after comparing his anti-drug stance to Adolf Hitler during the Holocaust. Mr. Duterte says he's happy to slaughter 3 million drug traffickers and users in his quest to clean up the streets. His comments caused outrage in Jewish communities around the world. The president's stance on drugs has seen 3,000 suspected users and dealers killed since July.
The biggest co-working space in the country has opened its doors in Melbourne this morning. John Nelder reports.
Hub Southern Cross is the latest in a long line of co-working spaces popping up all over Melbourne. Knight Frank Real Estate's Kimberly Patterson says co-working is a new way for startups and entrepreneurs to share ideas and pool resources.
These people have often identified themselves as someone who doesn't really fit into a homogenous mainstream corporate office environment, and by being part of a co-working environment, they feel more empowered and better connected with each other.
Co-working spaces make up only 1% of Melbourne's office market, but this number is rising fast in line with the city's booming startup scene. John Nelder, Triple R News.
Single women are increasingly feeling the strain of Melbourne's rising property market. A council to homeless person survey found women receiving a wage of $882 per week can only afford to rent a one-bedroom apartment in 28 of Melbourne's 106 suburbs. However, single men are able to live in comparable properties in three times as many areas. The Council to Homeless Persons is calling on the Andrews government to address the issue. Policy manager Kate Colvin says more funding should go to one-bedroom social housing.
Demand for social housing is higher among women, partly because there is often a lot of demand among women and children leaving family violence, as well as because women tend to have lower incomes.
There are growing calls for more teaching resources to go towards helping transgender students. Support group Working It Out is offering training to 20 Tasmanian schools to raise awareness of LGBTQI issues. The group says many schools are struggling to cope with what is an increasingly common issue.
Bugs, grubs and crickets will be on the menu at a special sustainable feast in Fitzroy tonight. Happening as part of the Environmental Film Festival, the feast is all about the benefits of eating creepy crawlies. Chef Ben Mack says a diet rich in bugs is more sustainable than a traditional Western diet.
Large-scale industrialised agriculture certainly does have a negative effect on the environment and on the climate. And so eating bugs is a good way that we can try to mitigate those impacts.
And now to sport. Saints supporters have renewed hope after the weekend's wins by underdogs the Bulldogs in the AFL and the Cronulla Sharks in the NRL. Cronulla Sharks beat Melbourne Storm last night 14-12, breaking a 50-year drought. Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo has won the Malaysian Grand Prix overnight. It's his first Grand Prix win in 2 years.
And now on to Melbourne's weather. Showers this afternoon, a top of 16. Tomorrow, showers and windy, 16 degrees. And a few showers Wednesday, 19. This is Triple R Midday News with Thomas Carr.
And Sally Scott.